This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Iran says it had conducted a satellite launch into its highest orbit yet, the latest for a program the West fears improves Tehran's ballistic missiles. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The announcement comes as heightened tensions grip the wider Middle East over Israel's ongoing war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip, and just days after Iran and Pakistan exchanged airstrikes in each other's countries. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency said the satellite was placed in an orbit some 750 kilometers above the Earth with a three-stage rocket. The report said the launch was part of Iran's Revolutionary Guard space program alongside Iran's civilian space program. UN sanctions related to Iran's ballistic missile program expired last October. The U.S. Intelligence Community's 2023 Worldwide Threat Assessment said the development of satellite launch vehicles shortens the timeline for Iran to develop an intercontinental ballistic missile. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United Nations says that women and children are the main victims of the Israel-Hamas war, with 16,000 killed so far. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The United Nations Agency Promoting Gender Equality has said an estimated two Palestinian mothers lose their lives every hour since the war began. In a recently released report, the agency pointed to gender inequality and the burden on women fleeing the fighting with children and being displaced again and again. UNICEF communication specialist Tess Ingram, who has just come back from Gaza, said a baby is born into the war every 10 minutes in horrifying conditions.
Nurse Webda has performed emergency cesareans on six dead women in the last 8 weeks.
Gaza's health ministry says nearly 25,000 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict. In Israel, around 1,200 people were killed during the October 7 attack by Hamas. I'm Karen Shamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A New Jersey man convicted in a post-9/11 terrorism sting was ordered freed from prison by a judge who criticized the FBI for relying on a, quote, unsavory confidential informant. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
U.S. District Judge Colleen McMahon on Friday granted James Cromedy compassionate release from prison, citing an FBI-invented conspiracy to trap him and three others known as the Newburgh Four into a plot to blow up New York synagogues. 3 months ago, she ordered the release of his three co-defendants. The judge wrote of Cromedy, who has served 15 of a 25-year minimum sentence, "The notion that he was selected as a leader is inconceivable, given his well-documented buffoonery and ineptitude." Cromedy was brought into the phony plot by the federal informant Shahid Hussein, who the judge called a villain sent by the government to troll among the poorest and weakest. Julie Walker, New York.
A senior lawmaker says Russia's parliament will consider a law allowing for the confiscation of money and property from those deemed to spread, quote, deliberately false information about Moscow's military actions. Vyacheslav Volodin, the speaker of the lower house, said the measure would apply to those calling for, quote, extremist activities or the introduction of sanctions against Russia, as well as those, quote, discrediting the armed forces, a criminal offense under a law adopted after Moscow sent troops into Ukraine. The law, which covers offenses such as justifying terrorism and spreading fake news about the army, is regularly used to jail and silence Putin's critics. Even Microsoft isn't safe from cyber intrusion, with the tech giant announcing it was struck by state-backed Russian hackers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Microsoft says the hacking team that it calls Midnight Blizzard was able to break into its corporate email system back in November and has been able to access the accounts of the company's top leaders, along with its security and legal employees. The company says the intrusion wasn't discovered until mid-January, and some emails and documents stolen by the Russian-backed hacking group. Publicly traded companies are now required to report such breaches to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Microsoft wrote that at this time, there's no financial impact, but that determination could change in the future. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The British Navy says two of its warships have collided in a harbor in Bahrain, causing damage but no injuries. Social media video appears to show the HMS Chittingfold reversing into the HMS Bangor as it was at a dock on Thursday. Royal Navy Rear Admiral Edward Algren says an investigation is underway. Algren says that despite its training and enforcing safety to the highest standards, such incidents still occur. The two mine hunters have been based in the Middle East to help protect merchant vessels. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.